Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the VIP Excise Podcast. I'm your host, Deneen White. Today I am really excited to have Ogre Xy, also known as Atlas, on the show. He is an internationally trained actor who trained all over Europe and now lives in the United States. I'm really excited for him to share his story of what it is like to be trained internationally and also about his transition to the United States. I was really excited. I got to speak to him a couple days ago, and his story is very compelling. So it'll be very exciting for him to get on the call with us and just share the difference between acting in Europe and acting in the United States and just the different opportunities and different techniques that he's learned. He has extensive training. He decided when he was 9 years old, he was watching The NeverEnding Story and E.T. I don't know if you guys remember those movies, but they were definitely two of my favorites when I was a kid. And he decided, you know what, I want to be an actor. So I'm really excited to see how he went from the journey of being 9, wanting to be an actor, and to where he is today. Hi, Atlas. How are you today?
Hi. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you.
You're welcome. So this is going to be the fastest 30 minutes of your whole day. So the first thing I would love for you to do is just tell my audience a little bit about yourself, who you are, where you're from, your training.
So where do I start? So I can start where I was born. So I was born in Turkey with my parents' different heritages, like Azerbaijan, Russian, and Turkish. So I grew up till my 8th, then we had to move due to my parents' jobs to Europe, and my journey started actually there because I had my second language going on. I had to go to school, adapt to the school in Europe and in the Netherlands. So I kept going and studied and did my degree and but there was still something on my mind, like I still wanted to do my dream, you know, pursue my dream and to be the actor, as you mentioned in those two movies that I saw. These two movies had so much impact in my life because that was the time that I had to figure out who I was and who I actually going to be. And then I started to, make a step when I was 28 after graduating and working in different jobs, took different contracts, long-term contracts, and worked there. But I wasn't satisfied with what I had, and I got into an open call to a national TV and started there.
Awesome. That's so cool.
Very
cool. So I know you have a lot of training, so can you talk a little bit about the different schools that you went to, the different techniques, because I was fascinated by everything that you were telling me the other day, and I'm sure my audience would love to hear that as well.
Yeah, it is actually for an actor, for someone who is entering this business, definitely should be able to, learn one of these techniques, but I actually didn't know how to start to get into this business, so I had to do a lot of research and to trust people to people who are actually were in the business, and how can I find them, how can I actually reach out those people and learn from them to get the tools from them. And I started first with my first school, and that was method acting, including also Stella Adler, also Tchaikovsky, because in this school where I was were different teachers from different nationalities. We had someone from Ireland, we had from Belgium, we had from two from US, and also I think a person who was 10 years in method acting, and also Meisner. So I started first doing method, but I realized that actually to be an actor, we have to take every opportunity and every technique as much as possible, because once we get used to one acting skill, we actually stuck on one point because we cannot go further, and we have to emerge more. But I know that some actors are just busy with their method acting, and they're kind of going on that direction as well. But somehow I see also actors doing that. They're not going too far. But there are also actors who are really doing everything organically, which also is for an actor to be a human and doing things mm-hmm. organically has also a huge difference in acting for me. And that's also what I started to do first methods, and then went to Stella Adler, Tchaikovsky. And when I came to the U.S., I find out that Meisner is sort of a technique that we can dive into our imaginary circumstance and going from there to build up actually for a scene. So when we're actually not sad or when we're not happy, we do not force that, but we actually become with our emotions and also movement. That movement gave also sort of direction to pick up our emotions really deep down and put it out on the scene and being actually more happy in a way, or projecting that emotion. So that's actually what I was doing.
That's awesome.
And I'm still,
I love that.
Still learning. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like with acting or with anything in the entertainment industry, you're always going to be learning. Like, if you ever get to a point where you're like, okay, I don't have to learn anymore, you should be really scared, because, I mean, the biggest actors in the world, like Al Pacino has an acting coach, like Robert De Niro has an acting coach. So you'll never get to a point where you're not learning. So I love that you're always learning like that. And I love the Meisner technique that you were just describing too. I feel like a lot of people like that's really big, like digging into your emotions. Like, you can't force emotions and you can't force mm-hmm. things, because people can feel that. Like, if you're trying to force something, people will sniff that out in 2 seconds flat. So I love that you're doing a technique where you're actually digging back. Because with our coaching program, I guess that's the technique that we're teaching people the most. Because it's always like, okay, like, think back to a really sad moment, like, draw into that emotion and project that out. So it's really cool that you're learning mm-hmm. all of that. So for you, with all of your training, like, go ahead.
Yeah, I think for an actor, there is no end to learn, because the more I got into this business, the more I realized that we should keep that as in mind, because that emotions that we're working on has to be exactly trained as a muscle on our body, because the muscle memory keep us to be in the moment and also be on set, on scene, to be seen mm-hmm. as, you know, professional. Mm-hmm. That's what's really important to have any education that we can get. It's important.
That's awesome. And I think that also can help you in every area of your life too. Like, I think that like the training that you're getting can help you in every area of your life, no matter what you do. There, And there always seems to be an element of acting to everything that you do, like every conversation. Not that you're like being facetious, but like there's a way to approach people. And I feel like actors, just by the nature of what you do, are more empathetic. So like there's that that ability to just like reach out to people in a new way. So.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite part of acting? Like, you very much are a technique person, but what is it that you love about acting? Like, what was it about, like, The NeverEnding Story or E.T. that made you say, hey, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life?
This is, I think, a real good question for an actor or for a person who's performing on stage. I think telling a story in a way that somebody has told, but the storytelling is not done with someone's storytelling, because I'm telling my story in a different way. And I actually went to Broadway when I came to the U.S., and I realized that the storytelling is a part of the fun factor in acting, and the huge place with all those people, all those spectators were looking at those two people on stage, and they are, I think, breathing in the same way and also breathing out in the same way, because they want to know the storytelling. And that part, that storytelling, as a viewer and also as an actor who is in this business and watching those huge people on stage, and saying, you know what, there is also a thing that I can also tell my story. That's mm-hmm. actually what I think about acting, why is such a huge thing for me, and why I like, and why I actually want to do.
Awesome. So you want to share stories. At heart, are you a storyteller?
Yeah, it's you know, there are many, many things that we witness, but we also don't say anything if it's wrong, because we pretend that everything is fine and everything is okay, but somehow there are like moments when we even experience and we don't say anything about it, even in real life. And that acting helped for me to escape those moments, you know, those really taboo themes and not talking and not saying anything. But in a different way, in acting, there is a door that opens and you just give out all those information to those people and say, hey, people, you're not the only one. And I'm here to tell my story about that topic or this or what we're and where we're living right now. And that is actually why I think that acting is so important and also really interesting and fun. And it can be really fun and it can be also like very dramatic, but it's not just as an escape, but also like it's reflecting something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's so
true. And that's
true.
What I think
in acting. So true, because, yeah, I mean, throughout the years, everything you're saying, like, that's the way society has been changed. Like, if you think about, like you talked about, like, talking about taboo subjects, like Shakespeare to us today is like, oh, yeah, you know, Shakespeare is awesome. But some of the stuff that he wrote into his plays was extremely taboo. It was very controversial. And that's why stuff.
Oh yeah,
and I think like the beauty of being an actor and being in the entertainment industry is like you said, talking about taboo subjects in a way that's artistic, that creates a conversation, and so the story keeps going on and on.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Very cool.
And
so
that is. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
Okay.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no, it's just that is also one thing that what I think acting is also like you know, music that communicates throughout the whole globe. Like, it's very fascinating to see, because I used to do also an independent short movie, and I realized that the thing that acting is giving you the opportunity to, you know, reach out so many people, because I think the industry is in the U.S. is so big that it's actually dominating the world, because everybody is in the U.S. known as an actor, but they don't know how actually someone outside the U.S. has the same feeling and says, you know what, oh, I feel the same way. And that person is showing me that I can, you know, be as that person who is doing on this little tube box. And it's showing me that anything is possible, you know, giving those the opportunities. Yeah. And also that's that makes the storytelling also really, like, proper and also real, genuine, and also sincere. That's also one thing why acting is so important right now.
Yeah. I mean, we need to have a global conversation. And that's, I think that someone like you getting into the industry in the United States, like, once you get a platform, then you can share other people's experiences, and you could share your experience, but then through sharing your experience, you're sharing experiences through of other people that may not have a voice. So you can give a lot of people a voice.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I want to talk a little bit about your transition from into the United States. I know that it was a little bit difficult. So since we're talking about taboo subjects, would you mind sharing a little bit about your experience? Because I know that you felt like, can you share a little bit of your experience, like what it was like being trained in Europe and then coming here, and like the disparity of the treatment that you experienced?
Well, the thing was, actually, when I decided to be an actor, I didn't knew that there were so much possibilities in acting, because I always had on my mind, you know what, I'm just going to do just indie movies, and I'm going to be, you know, a sort of a person who was telling a, you know, story to people, to the minority, and says, hey, people, we have to, you know, embrace each other and also see each other the same. And when I went to the school, I totally went to a different environment, because the school and the filmmakers gave me the opportunity to get out of the box and do different style of movies, because I used to do a lot of roles, and I took many opportunities there, and I got on stage, did some monologues which didn't even spoke to me, and that was not my personality, that I was doing those things. And I figured out that I was capable doing anything, almost anything. And when I started to realize that I need more experience and also more education, I went to Germany. And in Germany, there's a huge community is actually from workers' stage, where actually from not my nationality, but from a point where the people had to come to work to earn their money and to survive, and they just moved in the 70s, 60s, and 50s, but they didn't actually got so far as, you know, they couldn't open themselves because they didn't even talk the language. And when I went to that school, the teacher was asking me who I was, and I explained where I'm coming from. I was from the eastern side of the society, eastern side of the country, eastern side of the Europe. And they put me in the box and told me, like, you know, you just have to be just like the people from that origin, and you have to always act the way that they do. And I'm like, wait a second, this is a school, and this is also, with my knowledge and with my experience, I can actually not turn the engine and go back and doing things like them, because I couldn't take roles like being a teacher or being an officer or being a lawyer or being in a different work section as actor. And then I had to just take everything in, finish that school, and realize after a few months, what should I do and how can I go further with my profession. And then I decided to make the huge step like every European actor did, and move to the US, and to, you know, not just to escape, but to have more opportunities and to move on and just make art, doing art and hanging on that thought, doing something meaningful for me personally. And I moved to the US. And I got, via my connections, to that school where I was in New York. And I had a huge 1 year with lots of lessons, like movements, how to get out of my own way, how to open those, you know, chains and get out of this dark moment that I had in Europe, in this education, and work on this education here and start over, and to make that, you know, as free as possible and become more, you know, conscious about yourself than the bad thoughts, and not thinking about the bad thoughts, but thinking about the new opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I definitely went so far, and I get out of this bad experience, and which I also learned from it, because nothing happens for a reason, I think.
Yeah.
And I definitely take all this for granted, because I am who I am right now is actually was a sign at that time, like 2 years ago. And I definitely would do this thing again and again, because I think if I wasn't that stubborn, I don't think I wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah.
And
that's awesome. I mean,
that we gotta take this as a every opportunity and every happenings as a lesson, a learning lesson, for sure.
Yeah, so true. Like, I love that you said nothing. Everything happens for a reason, and like everything that you go through, like, makes you stronger in the end. And I was going to ask you, would you do it all over again? But it's like you were reading my mind and answered the question that I was already going to ask you. So if you could give someone a piece of advice, like someone in like your circumstances, like someone maybe who is making the transition into the United States, into the entertainment industry, like what piece of advice would you give them? Because I mean, you've obviously learned a lot of lessons in the last couple of years. So, like, what piece of advice would you give someone who wants to maybe, like, move from Europe or Eastern Europe to the United States to pursue a career in the entertainment industry?
I think one thing keeps us really alive, because dreaming is really big And I think if you dream, you have to follow that dream, and you have to go for it, because you have to go for it, and at the same time, you have to be really kind. And kindness brings you, even it's, I mean, if people say, you know, it's okay, I'm kind, but I'm trying to be nice, and nothing happens, but there is something for you. I think you should go. You should definitely go for your dreams and definitely be kind to your environment. Even if a person who is, crossing you at the street, just be kind and smile. And that's the only thing. And everything's going to be fine. Everything is going to be fine, because your memories and your thrive, your past is thriving you, because you are for a purpose here. And be kind.
Yeah, I love that. Be kind to your environment, but also be kind to yourself, because, I mean, it's a journey. Everyone is on a journey, and the entertainment industry, like,
yeah,
to move here for that, of all things, like, that's a hard business to get into. And be kind, and, like, just
yeah,
be patient too. I think I would add I would add patience to it, because for some people it happens,
yeah,
like, instantaneously. For other people it takes,
yeah.
I heard a story this morning about someone for 12 years. She lives in Pennsylvania, not far from where I live, and she was taking the bus to New York. She was taking the train to New York. She was auditioning
mm-hmm.
and auditioning for 12 years. She kept trying, and finally she landed an off-Broadway play, but for 12 years. So it's,
yeah,
like, it's something that we teach everyone at VIP Ignite as they're going through anything with us,
mm-hmm.
is that you have
mm-hmm.
to love what you're doing so much that you're willing to be patient. And I
yeah.
think the kindness
yeah.
comes along with the patience, because it's something where you have to be determined,
yeah,
persistent. So I love everything.
Yeah.
Well, I told you at the beginning of our podcast that this was going to be the fastest 30 minutes of your day. Can you believe that we're almost
mm-hmm.
finished already?
Oh, yeah.
Crazy, right?
It was like, yeah.
It was like five
minutes.
It's the craziest thing. When you're
yeah.
when you're doing and
yeah.
talking about something that you absolutely love, time flies, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean
so
that's also awesome. Awesome to be on your podcast. I'm really glad that you're having me in your podcast and giving me your time. I'm really glad. Thank you for that.
Yeah, well, thank you. And thank you for sharing your story, because I think that people need to hear your story. I mean, you've gone through adversities, but you're still pushing through. So I'm really proud of you for leap to come here. And we get to hang out in 1 month in New York City. Can you believe that? So exciting.
Yeah, it is. I actually realized, because last time we talked, I was like really like out of breath and I couldn't say anything. But now I'm realizing, and it's getting like, you know, sometimes I'm like, what are you doing right now? What are you doing? Are you okay? Are you okay? Just calm down.
It's okay.
It's
nerve-wracking. Just go hug your beautiful dogs. You said, thank you for the picture of the dogs too. I was like, oh my God,
oh,
I need to hang out with your dogs. So just hang out with them. They'll help calm your nerves. But seriously, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to share your story. Thank you for taking time out of your afternoon to speak with me. And I am so excited to meet you in a couple weeks in New York City. You're welcome. Awesome. You have a fantastic day, okay? You're welcome.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. I just want to thank everyone so much for taking the time to listen to the VIP Ignite podcast. If you enjoyed my conversation with Atlas, please make sure you go to our website at 30xchallenge.com/discovered, where you can learn all about VIP Ignite, the people that we work with, and you can get registered for our next live webinar to perhaps come and network with some of the biggest people in the entertainment industry. Thank you so much for your time, and have a great day.